الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد ان سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى اله واصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا ايها الناس قد جاءكم برهان من ربكم وانزلنا اليكم نورا مبينا. صدق الله صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
The question is, what is the purpose of the creation of Islam?
رب الجن للقرآن وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. I have not created man and jinn except for my worship. This entire world I have created to serve men, but I have created man to serve me, to obey me, to fulfill my orders and commandments in the world, to worship me in the manner that he's supposed to worship me. That this is the purpose of insan creation, the worship of Allah. Every moment, whether it be night or day, whether a person is in the company of people who is seated all alone, whether he's out from supper, whether he's in Hadar, in his hometown, whatever the occasion and situation may be, this command is directed to the man. Fulfill what Allah wants from you. Fulfill my worship. Fulfill my ibadah. So now that we understand this is the purpose, this is the object of man's creation. And Allah Rabbul Izzat is very in the Quran, he created this insan to worship me. So how does insan know how to worship Allah? Imam Razi Rahimullah mentioned, it is for that Allah Rabbul Izzat sent 124,000, approximately 124,000 Rasuls and Anbiya to the world to teach man how to worship Allah. 124,000. And Allah Rabbul Izzat sent down from the beginning of creation, right in the end of time. In total, Allah Rabbul Izzat sent down 140,000 to the various Anbiya, to the various times in history, who are sent to various tribes and nations. Allah Rabbul Izzat sent 140,000 down. Just in order to teach this man how to obey Allah, how to worship Allah. Over 124,000 Anbiya, Rasul, 140,000. And then Allah Rabbul Izzat, out of His infinite grace and mercy, He has made it as the knowledge of that 140,000, Allah condensed it and placed it into 4 kitabs, the Torah, the Injil, the Zul, the Quran, all the ulum in these 4 kitabs. And then all the ulum of these kitabs, Allah Rabbul Izzat put it in the Quran Sharif. And all the goodness, and all the blessings, and all the virtues, and all the excellence that Allah blessed on all the Anbiya and Rasul from the beginning of time to the end, Allah put in Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we have the greatest study. Bu'istu li'ukammima makarim al-Aqlaq. So it's around the page. I was sent down to perfect noble character. In other words, the goodness that every Nabi possessed, Allah blessed for Rasulullah sallam with a full share of it. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the fadail of all the Anbiya and Rasul alone, individually, was combined in this personality, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The kingdom of awwalin wa akhirin, from the beginning of time to the end, every Nabi's ulum, Allah Rabbul Izzat put in the Quran. And bless Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How honored, how fortunate we are. We are the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are the direct nisbat and link with our Nabi sallallahu alayhi. The greatest benefactor to humanity is Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved his ummah, every ummah he knew no bounds. His nights and his days were crying for this ummah. The entire night Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is spending reciting one verse of the Quran, in tu'adhibhum fa innahum ibadu wa in taghfir lahum fa innaka antal azizul hakim. Allah, if you punish them, then they are your cousins. You forgive them, Allah, you have the power to do so. The love that Rasulullah had for us. respective strengths, we understood who our Nabi is. We understood the Imam that Allah is the friend to our Nabi. We understood how Allah Ta'ala blessed and honored this woman. Now one step further, the ulama explained that the essence of this entire Quran Sharif, the essence, is in Surah Fatiha. The Surah Fatiha is such a jamia surah. It is very, very small in size, but so comprehensive. For those special servants of Allah, who Allah blessed with special understanding, and endowed from them that move of Sharia, they would understand what is contained in Surah Fatiha. One of these Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that this surah, Surah Fatiha, possesses such nur, such guidance, such essence, that it has never been revealed, not in the Torah, not in the Injil, not in the Zabur, and not even in the other parts of the Quran. Surah Fatiha. Ulama saying the essence of the whole Quran Sharif, and the essence of Surah Fatiha, is the verse, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. That, oh Allah, you alone to be worshipped, and you alone to be seek your assistance and your help and divine help. In other words, the declaration from the side of the servant, that, oh Allah, we recognize you to be the source of every goodness. That you are the source of power and control, which is nobody, no other than you. And oh Allah, it is only you who can give me the ability to carry out your ibadah. I can't do it on my own. Iyyaka na'budu, oh Allah, you alone I ask you. You alone, oh Allah, do I worship. In other words, I will not bow down before anybody. I will not bow down before wealth. I will not bow down before the world. I will not bow down before the systems of the world. I will only bow down and obey you. Loyalty. I will only show you, O Allah. But at the same time, the servant says, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. And you alone, I seek assistance in help. In other words, O Allah, I know that you are the only being in that who is worthy of being worshipped. Worthy that I show my allegiance and my loyalty to. But what I can't do is, so I ask you assistance, you help me. Without your mother, I can't meet your mother. Without your mother, O Allah, I can't stand up for that. I can't take that word, subhanAllah, also. I can't come to the masjid for salah. I can't do anything. So, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. So, if you want to acquire the true love of Allah, you will have to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the way Muhammad and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed us. So, for this Allah alayhi wa sallam showed us, we need to do two things. The first thing we need to do is that we need to have salat and salat. That true yearning, longing, desire for the love of Allah. So Allah Ta'ala says, إِلْنَا سِرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Say, oh Allah, you guide us to the same path. So in every day, five times a day, you perform the salat. And in every rakat, you make the design to the Fatiha. And in the Surah Fatiha, we begin in إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. And then إِلْنَا سِرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. In other words, Allah, you guide me to the straight path. So in order for a person to come on the straight path, his heart, he's not going to be a lip service, his heart must wrong desire, it will be crying, it must be begging Allah, إِلْنَا سِرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Allah, guide me to the straight path. And the second thing, what is that now his heart is longing for the love of Allah, he's longing for it. And the second thing, should remain in the eyes, in the company of the eyes, of the lovers of Allah. Sirat al-lazina anta alayhim, the path of those that you have given. Ghayr al-maghdubi alayhim wa al-dhalin, not those upon whom your anger has descended, and not those who have fled. In other words, that in order for a person to meet Allah, he has to, at every moment, desire the love of Allah. The heart has to be right, the heart has to be right. That's called taqwa. You desire from Allah, you are concerned about Allah. And the second requirement is that the person should be in the company of the pious. It is only for the first thing, but it will be complemented with the second thing. He can go off the path of guidance very quickly. He says, no, I desire Allah. he doesn't want to come to the masjid for salah. He doesn't want to associate himself with Allah. He is not fulfilling what Muhammad is to ask of Allah for the Allah wants to come in. So in fact, this person says the desire over the heart must have come. Why the desire will die down? The attractions of this world will invite him, it will pull him, and this will, the kind of kufr around, the kind of ismah mazad, the washi of it, he will lose everything. Allah says, give me more. So these are the two things, is that the person should have the desire within his heart, to Allah, I want you, Allah, Allah, I want you. And the second thing, he should look for the love of Allah. He should desire the love of Allah, and he should look for the love of Allah, and he should associate with it. And if you look at the time of Rasulullah, this was the reference Rasulullah gave to the Sahaba. And this was the reference Sahaba gave to the Tabi'in. And so forth and so on, it came down. This is what the Tabi'in passed on to the Tabi'in. Then it came to our Shaykh, and they passed this on to us. Then you look at the time of Rasulullah, he is the Sahaba. The Sahaba understood that if you desire the love of Allah, we have to live in the Sahaba of Rasulullah. Imagine in Hayat al Sahaba, or Yusuf Khadir, Rahimullah, mentioned the Hadith. The Sahaba of Allah in the sign mentioned, so we were seated in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And suddenly a person entered the Sahaba, entered the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His name was Harbala bin Zayd from the tribe of Bani Harisa. So he came in. Then he came before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he takes his hand and he places it upon his heart and he says, Ya Rasulullah, and the heart for how? O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have hypocrisy in this heart. This heart is full of hypocrisy. I'm not a believer, I'm a hypocrite. When the heart for how? Then he points to his son and he says, I only have an imam balancing on my lips. But really, I don't have any imam in my heart. He says it for the second time, Rasulullah also remained silent. He says it for the third time, Rasulullah also remained silent. Sahaba says, thereafter, we see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes his mubarak fingers. And then he holds the front of this person, Harbala bin Zayd. Maybe it's time to go out there. Allahumma ja'allahu fi sanan tariqa. Oh Allah, let him with a chutzal son. Let him with a chutzal son, oh Allah. Wa qalban shakra. Let him with a grateful heart. Wa rzuqhu hubbi wa hubba man yuhibbuni. Oh Allah, let him with my love and the love of my sahaba. Wa sayyir amrahu ila sayyir. Oh Allah, put him on the path of hilay, the path of goodness. The Sahaba saying to the Sister Dua of Rasulullah sallam, this person comes in the Sohbat, but he was deep down in his heart, he was looking for the love of Allah. And here Rasulullah sallam makes the Dua, thanks the Arsh of Allah, the Dua he is accepted. Immediately what happened? This person, there was a transformation, a revolution takes place, he becomes the Sahabi. And then he says, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna li ikhwanan munafiqin. He said, I am a munafiq, I want a munafiq. He said, I got many other sins, all of munafiqs also. وَكُمْ تُفِيهِ مَعَفَرْنَ And I was the leader of all of them. وَذَا بِي فَقَمْ مِنْ دُعَا فُو دِنْ And how you make dua for me. وَذَا بِي فَقَمْ مِنْ دُعَا فُو دِنْ I beg you make dua for them. And so I granted the life of Allah. Really, Salaam is an amazing. Ya Harmala. Oh Harmala, this is a little bit. مَنْ جَا استغفرنا له كما استغفرنا له ومن اصر على ذلك فالله هو الذي وهرملا those who come to us in the way you came those who come to us they come to our sohbat our masjid our gathering in the way you came looking for the love of Allah then you will try and call our hearts on behalf of them to Allah that Allah may guide them to our sirat al-mustaqim And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them also. Why? Because they also are looking for hidayat, they're looking for the love of Allah. So we that we have need to have the right heart, the heart that conveys the love of Allah, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How the person becomes in the sofa, he came with the right heart, changed his intention, and the Prophet said to him, Allah granted him. And the second thing we need to have is the sofa of the fire, the sofa of the Salihin, and how we see it here. You see, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was concerned about his Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is marked by Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq and the Allah of Allah. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq does not know Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is behind him. Abu Bakr Siddiq was upset and angry with his flame. So he was scolding them, rebuking them, he was swearing them. May Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hear the pattern. The Prophet of Allah says, O Abu Bakr, Siddiqeen wala Ameen, Siddiqeen wala Ameen, Siddiqeen wala Ameen. Three times again it's updated. That you wish to be included in the list of the Siddiqeen. And you want to swear or say that you want to rebuke and scold in this manner. La wa rabbil Kaaba, never, never, it cannot happen. By the custom of the Lord of the Kaaba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he immediately is affected, he's overcome, overtaken. He realizes this conduct will not in keeping to the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Immediately he's overcome with grief and sorrow. Nadamah, maybe only a Sunnah, it won't happen again. And it is Jafar, and it's Tawbah. Abu Bakr Siddiq means for the sake of Allah and his people, all his name. You find that this was what is that he did in the sohbah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But they all were concerned about the true love. They were concerned about their nisbat with Allah. And what these reasons is that, oh Allah, build me of this. Oh Allah, remove this. Oh Allah, give me for faith or money. And they make that their concern and effort. And they remind what is the karma that we made in Abu Bakr Siddiq. And then they took from the hearts of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they took from their hearts. Look at that, the Umar ibn al-Khattab, we all know, Ashadu bi amrillah Umar, the Umar ibn al-Khattab was so firm on iman and deen, that if the monarchs of the time, if the rulers and the emperors and the kings were 5,000 of miles away, they just heard the name of Umar ibn al-Khattab, it created the fear within their spine, within their heart. They knew who this man is very to ask, and that Umar ibn al-Khattab. But who was the Umar ibn al-Khattab? He was the descendant of Rasulullah. How could he perhaps see that he was born, but he had the golden heart? He had the two shatras within the heart of his Umar, that love, that true love. The love that Rasulullah was in the view of his Umar, that Abu Bakr Siddiq and Allah Ta'ala is taking their love. The Mishra of the thing, Arhamu Ummati, Bi Ummati, Abu Bakr, the one who is most kind. My Umar, from my entire Umar, Abu Bakr Siddiq. There is Umar ibn al-Khattab, he also has an Umar. If you mention, when Umar ibn al-Khattab is the Khalifa, there was one person who had some difficulty in managing the issue. So he thought he comes to Umar ibn al-Khattab, if anyone has bring to my wife, I give me half his, give me a lot of difficulty and problem. But when he reaches the home of Umar ibn al-Khattab, he overheard that the Umm Kulsum, the respected wife of the Umar ibn al-Khattab, was scolding him. And this was the Mubarak granddaughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the daughter of Hazrat Ali and Hazrat Fatima ibn al-Khattab. So this person thinks that I came to complain about my wife. I think that the woman is the same problem in the same predicament she had on her way. So he decided to turn around and go home. And so again, I'm scolding him. He's probably in need. He came over, I got a knee, but I can share it with you. You know, okay. He said, no, I'm having some difficulty, my wife's calling me. Okay. But I came here, yeah, I see you in the same predicament, so I can't see you can help me. So maybe Ali will come with me, Omar will bring, but the whole world, Muslim, Omar of the world, under your ruler, but I don't think you can help me. The world is not thinking of anything of things. And then Umar did not explain to you, Allah Allah. And in a nutshell, Umar explained that the wife at time, out of love, she went feeling before Allah. The love, who else is confused. Who else is truly so concerned with her husband but the wife? So she expresses her concern, he just agrees. That is the wife. The world we are not saying that you can expand upon me. It is on account of her that my being is protected. My chastity is protected. If it's not for my wife, I have a person. Allah Ta'ala needs to have the means of protecting my being and my chastity. She is my daughter. So if her kindness upon me, I can never forget. In my absence, she takes care of my children. She looks after my wife. She takes care of my home. She cooks my food also. She washes my clothes. She takes care of everything. This is the great expand upon me. Yeah, she tells me something, I overreach. This person is hard to walk. If this woman is in your position, how do you explain that I should enjoy the same benefits of my wife also? I think I should be looking at my wife according to this. I try this now, this person goes back. His home is a garden. A garden is like a orchard. And now they don't be happy to say why. But this woman cannot share for what he acquired from the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The compassion that love. So that Ummah can never come on desire to be shown this Ummah that love that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to show. Then if you look at the show, in the time of Sayyid Ahmad Bihari Rahimullah, what is great body and good look? He is a Sayyid of the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this one person, Sayyid Ahmad Bihari is a very great body and good look. Just want to understand how great you are. It mentioned he was engaged in some work and he was seated and then the Adhan went. Adhan, he could hear that Adhan in the masjid. So immediately he wished to wake up and go to the masjid, but he feels that there's a check that's on his kurta, and the check has fallen asleep. And he didn't, he was so engrossed in work that he wasn't even conscious of this. Now he's thinking that this is Allah's makhluk, that this chest is on the other station, is on the burqa. And on the other end is the call of Allah, the call of the Allah. I'm supposed to fulfill the command of Allah. I need to go to the masjid to get the Tadbir Mula. And on the other end, there's no call that came to this chest. Now he was in a dilemma. He didn't know what to do. So he said to Allah, you can't wait for Allah. Allah, you show me what I'm supposed to do. They are not going to put it in half. There was a student next to him. So he took the student and he cut that part of the kurta. And he didn't disturb the sleep of the cat. And he made it for the Tadbir Mula in the masjid. This was the caliber of personality we're speaking about. This was the level of compassion and love he had in his heart. So even the cat also, he said this. Can we imagine a person of this caliber, he would hurt anybody. Any of the creation of Allah. He will use up some person's wealth. If this is for her, she won't be. You want one person? So this person, he may have done other father's Jainani Rahimullah. This person was immersed in guna and sin. Then the father Jainani Rahimullah saw this person and said, oh, yeah, Allah Ta'ala will sometimes give the way and show this certain thing. Shit, then the father Jainani Rahimullah, Allah removed the parda and showed him the Lawh-e Mahfooz, and he saw the Lawh-e Mahfooz that this person was immersed and drowned in guna and sin. His name was from the Ashbiya, those who are going to be, not from the acceptable servants. So the Prophet Gilani Allah was greatly concerned and worried about this person. So he wasn't trying to make an effort on him. This person, he wasn't leaving people to have it. Anyway, the Prophet Jainani Rahimullah told him, I don't think there's too much of hope for you. He gets you so much, you're not listening. Anyway, so this person, he lived and he was grieved, he was scared, so he comes to see the Ahmad Nifari Rahimullah. See, the Prophet Jainani was also saying, see, the Ahmad Nifari is also from the family of Rasulullah. I'm also a weak person, you also need to speak, you say, sing my soul. They both are like the same. Then he means dua, he works on this person. And Allah Ta'ala showed him, Allah Ta'ala removed his name from the Lawh-e Mahfooz from those who were the Ashbiya and put his name from the people of Jannah. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, يَبْقُلَّهُ مَا يَشَعَرُ وَيُسْفِقُ وَيِنْدَهُ مُوَجِدَهُ. The times that Allah Ta'ala says, remove the Lord Mahmoud, Allah can care, but the others that we revive Allah, they cannot change. So Shaykh Buzud, he saw that person, they were poor. And he was so happy, there was a complete transformation, a revolution, this person became a very, very worthy of Allah, a lover of Allah. And there, this person goes to meet Abdul Qadir Jilani rahimahullah. See, Abdul Qadir Jilani rahimahullah, when he sees him, who got this bad heart, who got his heart, bursting, about him with happiness. He became so overcome with joy. He told this person, that from where have you come? Who's so good to be made? He said, yes, yes, Ahmad Rifai. Go to the relatives, Abdul Qadir Jilani, on the capital of Israel. He said, yes, indeed, he takes a man of that caliber, to bring that change in the person that you have become. Through his birth, Allah Ta'ala brought this change. He said that he Allah Ta'ala blessed you to be from the people who possess the quality of the people of Jannah. But this is Ahmad Rifai Rahimullah, and you can see how he celebrated the perfection in Iraq. This is how we look at the creation and the empty image of this person. The cup he shows. So at the time there was one person of Allah, he sees a name. And he says, this is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet of Allah, who is the greatest wali in the time? He says, this is the Ahmad Rifai alayhi wa sallam. So he hears this, he wakes up from the sleep, and he rushes to come to the home of Sayyid Ahmad Rifai alayhi wa sallam. The empty car, and the taqeed is in his heart. This is such a personality, such a great person, the Prophet of Allah, and he comes to the home of Sayyid Ahmad Rifai. He hears from who said that the wife of Sayyid Ahmad Rifai is calling him. And the wife is that he should have him. But he's remaining silent. So this person couldn't have him, he couldn't take him. So he knocks on the door. He knocks on the door. So the Buzurg opens. He says, I don't think I can handle it. I don't think I can tolerate it. It's too difficult for me to manage this. I'm getting the way your wife is calling you. And you should be very Buzurg. And this is the way she is treating you. I don't think you deserve this. There's so many other women. He can be married to any other woman. Say, I'm not defining Allah. This man isn't even getting out of the deen he had with God of Allah. So listen to me. Say, I'm not defining Allah. This woman, if you see the deen you had with God of Allah, what he told you. It is whatever I received was an account of this wife of mine. So the account of my exam upon me, that Allah Ta'ala gave me this maqam. Allah gave me whatever I got. You want me to give this? And I see that the wife of this, the blessing because of this. I did not have her. So this person realizes how great it is to tell him also what to bring. Allahu Akbar. So the ulama mentioned at that time, Allah will give the deen to his special servants and friends in different ways. The awliya of the time, Allah Ta'ala, in whichever way, they were offered. The Prophet, whatever maqam you want, whatever Allah Ta'ala will give you. Such an awliya means that you are going to become an abdal. They were blessed with that position. Somebody said, I want to become a horse, blessed with that position. Somebody said, I want to become a kudu, you are blessed with that position. But when it came to the time of his after defining Allah, asking, what do you want? This offering is coming from Allah. Whatever maqam you want. أريد أن لا أريد وأختار أن لا أختار. Because God, I don't have any choice of my own. I'm happy with whatever condition you give me. Allah Akbar. Because at that time, the announcement was made, the declaration to claim that we will appoint you to the highest position of the Holy Hour of Man. Allah Akbar. Rasulullah SAW said in the Prophet in the Mubarak Hadith, that the person every morning he should take, he should say, رَبِيْتُ بِاللَّهِ وَبَعُوا اللَّهِ اِسْتِيْزُ بِيُوَ الْمَيْوَرُ وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ هِنَا اَسْتِيْزُ الْإِسْلَامُ وَبِالْهِمْ مَجْيُوَ الْحَيْرِ بمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسول الله عليه وسلم اَسْتِيْزُ بِمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى رسول الله عليه وسلم He's my role model, he's my hero, he's everything to me. Well, not in other words, I detach my hand from every other way of every other people and religion. So I am happy with you. In whichever condition you bring upon me, whether it's poverty, I am happy. Whether it's riches and wealth, I am happy. Whether it's sickness, I am happy. Whether it's good health, I am happy. now is clean vijaya. Allah has been a clean vijaya. The one who decides this after the Adhan, Allah will forgive all his sins. And that is the last of all Iman, the one who he brings this in his heart and life, he will take the sweetness of Iman. This Buzuk is not to define here. So all this he has, why? It's because of the nifbat and time he had with Rasulullah, the great and special relationship with the Rasulullah that he had. That every sunnah of Rasulullah of his heart, these eyes, what Rasulullah wanted to be. His heart was what Rasulullah wanted to be. His company was what Rasulullah wanted to be. His wealth was what Rasulullah wanted to be. Everything was how the sunnah. That's his sunnah. And so he was willing to fulfill what Rasulullah wanted. And he was dying for this. He knew that this is the way to meet Allah. Now see, that was reminded him by his mission hometown. And he's coming to Medina Munawwara to come to the Muharram. Rosa of Rasulullah the name of the Jesus is coming. And Rasulullah knows every servant, every ummati was a special nisbah to Rasulullah. The nisbah knows. Allah was born. He doesn't know him. And Rasulullah has a special love for his ummah. And yet he needs, he comes to Medina Mawara, but he comes before the grave of Rasulullah. At the time of the mention of the incident, many of you have mentioned the incident. They say it was a time 535 degrees. And he comes before the Rasul of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There were about 90,000 people present at that time in the Rasul. Sayyid Abdul Qadir Jilani Allah was also present there. And this Buzur, his heart was bursting with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not just me, all of us. And there he came and said, As-salam, as-salam, alayhi wa sallam. And then the word came out from his tongue, he said, Oh, the beloved Rasulullah Sallam. وَفِي الْبُعْدِ رُوحِي كُنْتُ أُرْسِلُهَا وَفِي الْبُعْدِ رُوحِي كُنْتُ أُرْسِلُهَا تُقَبِّلُ الْأَرْضَ وَهِيَ نَاحِرَةِ فَهَذِهِ زَوْجَةُ الْأَشْبَاحِ وَالْخَبَرَ فَانْتُدْ يَمِينَ فِي تَحْوَى بِعَشَرَةِ Oh, the Jesus Sallam, when I was in my tongue, in thousands of times away, I will remember you and recite dua, durood upon you every day. I will remember you every day and recite durood. I will send my durood with my soul and the soul will pass. Every part of the ground my soul will kiss before it will meet you. I will honor and love for you. I will send my soul over the love of Rasulullah. Now I come in person. Take out your mubarak hand and allow my heart, my lips to kiss the hand. There, the ulama say, the Mubarak hand came out of the qabr. And the whole masjid, everything shone with the light and the nur of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the hand came out. And he kissed the Mubarak hand, and the hand came out. Allahu Akbar. But the Buzur was so worried at that moment, that crying would come in his heart. That he goes to the door of the masjid and shouts and says, Oh people, whoever has seen what happened, I command you before you leave the masjid, put your lip on my neck and my head and then he goes down to the ground. Everybody who had people didn't know. So they did this. Someone asked me, Father, why not me? He said, all these people, they don't know. They don't know the position of this man. They don't know the love that he has for Allah and the Lord in his. So they bring him to be tolerated. But they are the only one who knows through this, Allah will come to him for Allah. Then he says, did you envy him when his hand came out? He says, let alone me envy him, the malaika also envied him in that hand. But this is that love that he had, that love that he had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we also need to ponder every day, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has done everything for us. What are we doing to show him our allegiance, our loyalty? What are we doing? This one person, he was very angry with somebody. And he had justified the wrong doing me and to take revenge. But anyway, he went to his sheikh, and his sheikh told him that, see, Rasulullah was a student, he must forgive. And he had the heart that Rasulullah had, but the people of Makkah didn't keep away. 10.5 years. So the person sheikh told him, you know, 10.5 years. He didn't remember the heart of Rasulullah. So the person realized, and make no way to them, right? If you don't see the person who harmed me, and I hold him. And despite what he did, I'm forgiving him.
and I'm showing love. I give upon him. I'm making khidmat. I do all that. Because this is how Rasulullah has taught us to behave. If we have problems with the parents, but they have problems with family, forgive the whole group. Have the heart and the least of the head. So if this person is forgave, and he makes that niyyah, and he can fulfill the sunnah of Rasulullah. What did he say? He said, "Oh, my beloved son, he is the other son, he is the other son, he is the other son." That if you are able to bring the morning and the evening, your whole life is in that condition, that you keep your heart pure, every moment, and it means love of the world, hatred for people, the wrongs in the heart, keep your heart pure. In Qadar Tatsus, why is that the first bit of the issue in your heart? Then read your life at it. Well, that is sunnah. This is my sunnah. One half a sunnah is not the half of me. The one who loves my sunnah, he loves me. And the one who loves me, or the half of me, not the one who is in that. So this person is being here. Then he goes to the person, and then he says, that you, our Rasulullah, what is the truth? And then he said that, and that night he goes to sleep, then he says, Rasulullah, the Sunnah is the dream. He says, Abu Bakr is the dream, and he says, Allah, he says, Allah, he says, Allah, he's there with him, Allah, Allah, Allah. So we see sometimes what we do, we don't, Rasulullah doesn't know, Rasulullah doesn't know everything. Allah Ta'ala informs Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam what his ummah is doing and how the condition is. The time of fitnah is about, you need to align ourselves. The Ashabi of Rasulullah, the Fatim, the Zawara, everything. They being distant and far away from places of fitnah. And try to inculcate every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam